सर्वसायवरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासान्ततोदयं वीरयेत् नाष्टभेषु विदेशु नित्यं भगवते सेवया भगवद्योत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। Very much pleased. I stay with you, Prajanatha, O King of population. Yet, because stay you, Asya, of this material world, would bring Manam, causing increase. Austerity, mama, my, esha, this, kama, desire, bhutanam, of the living entities, yet which, bhuyasu, may there be, vibhutaya, advancement in all respects. Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. My dear Prajapati Daksha, we have performed extreme austerities for the welfare and growth of the world. My desire also is that everyone within this world be happy. I'm therefore very pleased with you because you are endeavoring to fulfill my desire for the welfare of the entire world. Purport. After every dissolution of the material cosmos, all the living entities take shelter in the body of Karana Rakshai Vishnu. And when creation takes place again, they come forth from his body as various species to resume their activities. Why does the creation take place in such a way that living entities are put into conditioned life to suffer the dreadful miseries imposed upon them by the material nature? Here the Lord says to Daksha, you desire to benefit our living entities, and that is also my desire. The living entities who come in contact with the material world are meant to be corrected. All the living entities within this material world are revolted against the service of the Lord, and therefore they remain within this material world as ever conditioned, nityabadha, are taking birth again and again. There's a chance, of course, of their being liberated, but nevertheless the conditioned soul not taking advantage of this opportunity continue in the life of sense enjoyment. And thus they are punished by birth and death again and again. This is the law of nature, as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita. Daivihi esha guramayi mam maya duratyaya mam eva ye prapadyante mayam itam taramite. This divine agent of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. That's why in Bhagavad Gita the Lord says, manavam sajiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasastrindriyani prakriti stani karsati. Living entities in material world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. The living entity's struggle for existence within the material world is due to his rebellious nature. And as a living entity surrenders to Krishna, he must continue this life of struggle. The Krishna consciousness movement is not a fad. It is a bona fide movement intended to promote the welfare of all conditioned souls by trying to elevate everyone to the platform of Krishna consciousness. If one does not come to this platform, he must continue in material existence perpetually, sometimes in upper planets and sometimes in lower planets, as confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kabu svarga uthaya, kabu naraka dubhaya. The conditioned soul sometimes descends into nescience and sometimes gets some relief by being relatively freed from it. This is the life of the conditioned soul. Prajapati Daksha is trying to benefit the conditioned souls by begetting them to give them a life with a chance for liberation. Liberation means surrender to Krishna. If one begets children with the purpose of training them to surrender to Krishna, following is very good. Similarly, when the spirit master trains the conditioned souls to become Krishna conscious, his position is successful. If one gives the conditioned souls a chance to become Krishna conscious, all his activities are proved by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is extremely pleased, as stated here, Pritoham. Following the examples of the previous acharyas, all the members of the Krishna consciousness movement should try to benefit the conditioned souls by inducing them to become Krishna conscious and giving them all facilities to do so. Such activities constitute real welfare work. By such activities, a preacher or anyone who endeavors to spread Krishna consciousness is recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the Lord Himself confirms in Bhagavad Gita. Yaidam param guhyam madhvaktesha vidasyati bhakti mayim param kritva mame vaisyati asamsayaha na cha tasman manushye shu kashchi me priya krittamaha bhavita na chale tasmat anya priyataro bhavi. For one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnanam Chana Salakaya Chakshura Nivaritam Jnanam Tasmai Sri Garve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovestam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sa Bharatika. Chaitam Sagarevam Paramsetam Krishna Chaitanyadevam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagara Vaita Sri Jagadvidam Shtam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshare Vrishapamu Subhede Vipramani Hare Priya Bancha Kalpataru Vrashya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Pariyamanam Pavane Vrishnavi Jai Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivadri Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prito Hante Prajanatha Yate Satvim Hanantava Mamesha Kamo Bhutanam My dear Prajapati Daksha, you have performed extreme austerities for the welfare and growth of the world. My desire also is that everyone within this world be happy. I'm therefore very pleased with you because you are endeavoring to fulfill my desire for the welfare of the entire world. So Sugriva Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj and here relating about Prajapati and Daksha. And so here in this chapter, Prajapati Daksha is offering some prayers, known as Hamsa Guya prayers, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way he is pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead so much so that he is directly speaking to him, addressing Daksha, and explaining that Pritoham, I'm very pleased. So that is actually the perfection of life, is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's devotional service. So, as Sri Rupa Goswami has explained, that Anukulina Krishna Nichilanam Bhakti Uttamam. So we should perform devotional service, and that is Uttam Bhakti, first class devotional service. If we do the activities for the pleasure, as Krishna likes, Krishna Nushiranam, Anukul, with a very favorable mood, for Krishna satisfaction, Krishna Indriya Priti, for the satisfaction of Krishna senses, not for our own senses. Of course, the sadhaka, so the pure devotee is always fully absorbed in fully satisfying Krishna with the mind, words and the body, whereas the sadhaka sometimes they may be able to, and sometimes they are engaged in sense gratification. So even Daksha, as we know, so is an exalted personality, so therefore he's also mentioned here, but at the same time, so much so that he has pleased the Supreme Lord, but at the same time, due to the material nature, which is very strong, even exalted personalities, sometimes they become to some extent bewildered, sometimes by the internal energy and sometimes even by the external energy. So that sometimes they even perform activities which are not proper, and even as will be explained in the next chapter, that Prajapati Daksha was cursing Narada Muni. And as we know, he was also disrespecting Lord Shiva. But still we should show respect, at least mentally, to these great personalities and try to perform our service so for the satisfaction of Krishna only. And also we should try to satisfy all the devotees, and especially the spiritual master. And even we should be merciful towards all the living entities and not cause any harm to anyone by one's, especially words and body, and even mentally we should be in that state that we are always thinking of the welfare of others, trying to do good for others. It is mentioned in the scriptures that one's existence as a human being is there for the service, of course, of the Supreme Lord and the others, not just simply to take care of our own life. No, we should take care of course we have to take care of ourselves, and if we are householder, we have to take care of the family, but we should go beyond that and try to serve the Vaishnavas and so, of course, serve the Supreme Lord, the Spiritual Master, and then try to help others. But first of all, we have to practice Krishna consciousness nicely. And nam ruchi, get a taste for the chanting of the holy names. By properly chanting and hearing with a proper consciousness, by properly executing our devotional service, so that we can chant nicely, which is the most important activities. And then we get nam ruchi, taste for chanting the holy names, and we can experience the non-difference of Krishna and Krishna nam. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Puna Shurini Vukta Abhinatva Nami Nama. So Krishna Krishna Nama, no different. So by chanting with transcendental taste, then we can realize Krishna Nama is no different. And then Vaishnava Seva, we should serve the Vaishnavas, and Jiva Doya. So we are very fortunate by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, by the mercy of Sisi Gauri Thai, Sisi Gauri Thai Ki. Krishna Balaram ki, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar ki. So by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Kutke Nara Krishna Itivanaka Majanta Vajraga Prendi Vijayate Tatavaya. So the Maha Mantra is emanating from the lotus mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it has inundated this whole material world. And so by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many conditioned souls, they have got the opportunity to chant the holy names. And especially through the Prabhupada and then through Srila Prabhupada, this Krishna consciousness or the Maha Mantra has predicted that Mahaprabhu himself, that it will be heard in every town and village. And through Srila Prabhupada and his movement and his disciples, now all over the world the devotees are chanting and people, they have heard the Maha Mantra. And so in this way, actually, by chanting nicely and then by serving the Vaishnavas, Vaishnav Sevan Jiva Doya, by giving others the opportunity to chant the holy names, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna are pleased. And that is actually the aim of life, is to please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So, and different ages, different performances are there. Different personalities, they have different duties as ordained by the Supreme Lord or his representatives. So he and Daksha, so he's known as Prajapati. So he was asked to procreate, he was asked to get many children in the womb of his wives. So, and then of course it is understood that he is supposed to try to make them Krishna conscious. And so he was performing austerities as Supreme Lord is saying, tapa, and everyone has to perform austerities in this human form of life. So even though Brahma, the first created being, so he was there sitting on the, as explained here also, this material world is coming into being by the will of the Lord, Prabhupada is explained in the purport, and then the creation is there, and then the Karana Daksha Vishnu, Mahavishnu, is manifested there in the causal ocean, and from him unlimited universes are emanating. And in each universe, Garuda Daksha Vishnu, the Dvitiya Purusha, the second Vishnu expansion of the Mahavishnu, Garuda Daksha Vishnu, and from his lotus navel, a lotus flower, has sprung, and then that is the birthplace of Brahma, who is known as Swayambhu, self-manifested or manifested by the will of the Lord. And then he was hearing tapa and he was performing tapasya after having also received the Gayatri Mantra. And then he was attaining perfection and realizing his spiritual nature, as explained by Srila Bhakti Sanatana Thakur in the prayers Brahma Samhita. It was revealed to him that he is a maidservant of Krishna, of the Supreme Lord. So there is a gopi, but not all the details were revealed. So as we continue devotional service, then first of all we have to practice devotional service by doing some tapasya, like even in the winter we have to get up early and take a bath and go to the temple for Mangalartik, unless one is sick, and then maybe come a little later. And when it is cold, and especially pujaris, they have to take bath maybe 3 times a day, because they have to serve the deity and they have to take bath, and it is a great austerity. Or in the summer when it is 50 degrees here in the shade, sometimes, still the devotees are there, and then the devotees are cooking in the kitchen for the Lord, for the devotees. So these are great austerities. Of course, not as great as previously. In the previous yugas, they were standing in the water or in the ice-cold winter. They're there in the Himalayas and hardly any cloth. They maybe just have one chador in the summer when it's hot. Just to make it more difficult, they have a fire also in the 4 directions. So when there is a devotee, it is not needed because the living entity, Jivera, Supaya, Krishna, and Nityananda, by nature is the eternal son of Krishna. All the jivas are eternal sons of Krishna by nature. So Jiva Dharma, this is Jivka Dharma. The religion for the living entity is to serve Krishna. So Dharma means religion, or means also the actual constitutional position of the living entity. Just like we have water, and as we know, water is liquid, it is, has some taste. That is natural. But sometimes the devotees or the common people, they put the water in the refrigerator and it becomes ice. So that is not the original form of water. Found water is there, known as being liquid and having some, it is quenching the thirst and used for cooking, for bathing. And it has some taste also. Krishna says, I'm the taste of water. So the living entity by nature is there to serve Krishna, is meant to serve Krishna. But sometimes it is vikar, it is changed, just like water becomes ice. So similarly, the living entity in contact with material world, it becomes conditioned. And then it is known as Nitya Bada, as Prabhupada is explaining here in the purport. The living entities are known as Nitya Bada, eternally conditioned since time immemorial. They're in a conditioned state, but still, they are also eternal sons of Krishna. That is their real nature. But because being in contact with the Lord, or even in the Vaikuntha or in the spiritual realm, they are the living entities are there in conditioned state. They're there but not serving Krishna, just like the Mayavadis. It is mentioned they're merging in the Brahma Jyoti. So, but they're still eternal sons of Krishna, but because they desire to merge in the Brahma Jyoti, so they become one with the Brahma Jyoti, which is Krishna's effulgence, which is coming from Krishna's body. So they're staying there for a long time. But then when this material world is becoming manifested, as explained here by Prabhupada in the purport, so then some of the living entities who are then covered there in the spiritual sky, and then when the Mahatattva is manifested, just like a cloud in the sky, so then the living entities are coming in this world, and so it's falling from there. Or, as explained here by Prabhupada, they coming out from the body of Mahavishnu. And then they stay here in this world according to their previous impressions also. But by the mercy of the Lord, they can become liberated by coming in contact with the pure devotee, the representative of the Lord, or the Lord himself. And then they are properly situated by serving Krishna. But if one is not able to become liberated, till the end of this material manifestation, the dissolution, when Shiva is destroying everything by the will of the Lord, then they are entering to the body of Mahavishnu and have to wait till again the manifestation will be there. And then they come again, and then according to their previous impressions, they will get a certain body by the arrangement of Lord Brahma, who is inspired by the Supreme Lord. Tene Brahma Rida Yadi Kavaye. So,
So, but the living entity, when it's the human form of life, so he should try to take full shelter of the Supreme Lord through the Maya medium of the spiritual master. And so he has to perform tapa, tapasya. So give up sense qualification. As we know, no illicit sex, no eating, no gambling, no intoxication. These are sinful activities. But even further on, when one is sadhaka, practicing devotional service, the different do's and things which we should not do. So like we should rise early, go to the temple and perform the devotional service, chant the holy names, and then various services as given by the spiritual master as a representative. And we should take only Krishna prasada. So different viti and nishe, different rules and regulations are there. But most important, smatta vyasa tatam vishnur vismatta vyana jatu chit. Sarva vidi nishe dasyure itta yore vikinkaraha. But most important, we should always remember Krishna or Vishnu, never forget him. But in the beginning stage, it is not so easy when we have material consciousness to always remember Krishna or Vishnu. So therefore we have to perform sadhana bhakti, padati. There's a process, padati, to perform, to follow, known as sadhana bhakti, performing sadhana, following rules and regulations and serving the Lord under the right direction of the spiritual master, and then we can progress more and more. And then we are able to remember Krishna more and more, especially by chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, by chanting the Maha Mantra, so we are connected with Krishna. And eventually we will be able to see Krishna's beautiful form, Shyama Sundar, Shikanda Shekhar, Smaraha Sumana Manahar, Radhikara Simham Kripa Nideswapriya Charanam Kinkirim Kuru. So Krishna is playing the flute and he's always smiling. And he has Pitambara Vesh, he has a yellow dhoti and chadar, and a peacock feather in his crown or in his turban. So he is the adept playing his flute. So he is surrounded by the gopas and the cows and the calves, and especially, of course, he likes to be surrounded by the gopis at a certain time of the day, noontime, Radhikund and Chamakot, or at night time for his night pastimes. So, that is possible by daily endeavoring. So Prabhupada has also mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion, it is this Krishna consciousness, it is a cultivation. We have to cultivate, or we have to we have to endeavor, we have to practice, and we have to mold our lives in such a way that we can remember Krishna as much as possible. And we are very fortunate to be here in Sri Vrindavan town, in the Krishna Bhagavan Mandir. So in the holy places it is easier to remember the Supreme Lord, because there are many temples, and the majority of the persons living in the holy dham, they are devotees of the Lord, and there are many advanced devotees. And then it becomes easier to remember Krishna, to remember his pastime, to remember his qualities. And especially if we are in the temple, then we can see the beautiful form of Sisi Gauritaya, Sisi Krishna, Sisi Radha, Shama Sundar. And that is actually essential. Without the deities, it is almost impossible to remember Krishna. By remembering the deity with Satchinananda Surup, then eventually, simply by chanting the holy names, then Krishna Satchinananda Surup, Vibhak Shyama Sundar, will be manifested in our heart, or even by chanting the holy names, as Prabhupada has mentioned, Krishna will dance on our tongue, or in our ears, in our heart, in our mind, in our eyes, Krishna will be there, everywhere. So, but for that we have to perform some austerity, like also on Ekadashi. We are not taking any grains, or on the appearance days of the Supreme Lord, we are fasting till evening. So some austerity has to be there, under the guidance of the spiritual master. So everything actually has to be regulated And not too much and not too little, as Krishna is explaining to Arjuna also in Bhagavad Gita, that one has to be regulated in his habits of eating, sleeping, and working and recreation. So not too much eating or not too little eating, not too much sleeping, not too little sleeping. And even seva has to be there. We have to serve. But not that we just serve and we don't hear about Krishna, we don't read about Krishna, we don't chant. No, we have to serve. But that also, of course, Prabhupada said we should do 6-hour service. So we try to do that, and some will do more and some a little less. And then every day we should read about Krishna, about Mahaprabhu. Otherwise it will be difficult to remember. And therefore Prabhupada introduced the daily recitation of the Bhagavatam and evening Bhagavad Gita. So then we're hearing about Krishna and Krishna's expansions. And Srila Prabhupada also mentioned that every day we should read the Krishna book in the evening. Of course, first it was told to the new devotees, but it is actually for all of us. We should try to hear about Krishna, especially in Braj, if you want to go to Braj. So, but at the same time, it is necessary to hear about these different expansions of Krishna and these personalities mentioned here, and we can learn always something new by the discussion of these different expansions and these different great personalities which are mentioned here. Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Puri, although he's the Supreme Lord, but he came as a devotee to show us how to practice Krishna consciousness, how to approach Krishna. When he was in Puri, he used to go to Sikadadar Pandit, who was actually Srimati Radharani, and they were discussing, of course, the pastimes of Radha Krishna also. But it is mentioned that he told Gadadhar Pandit, Mahaprabhu asked Gadadhar Pandit 100 times to also read about Prahlad Charitra. So that has to be there also, about these different personalities. So we may be able to be properly situated on the platform of Sadhana Bhakti and realize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that we are his eternal servants, that we are not his body, that we are spirit soul. And then from there we can go further on, and from Sarana Bhakti we can enter into Raghunuga Bhakti, following the eternal associates of Krishna in Braj. And then we can enter into Bhav Bhakti, where the transcendental emotions are coming from the soul. So for that purpose, so we follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, and as mentioned here in this verse, that Vishnu is saying to Daksha, my desire also is that everyone within this world be happy. So as Daksha, so he was begetting children and he was a ruler, so he wanted to be happy and he wanted that everyone should be happy, especially his family members, his daughters. But Praja means all those who are living in the kingdom, so they should be treated just as one's own children, even the animals. And that is not giving pleasure to Vishnu. So, who wants the welfare? Who wants that everyone is happy? And Krishna consciousness on ultimately. So this material world is like a prison house, and Krishna, Vishnu wants all the conditioned soul to go to the spiritual world. Which can be done by taking shelter of the pure devotees. Because Daksha was trying to endeavor for the welfare of the entire world. So therefore, he was extremely pleased. And as Prabhupada has explained in the purport, at the end, quoting from the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying in the 18th chapter, towards the end, Yairam param guyam madhvateshu vidhasyam dasyati. So one who is speaking this confidential knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita to my devotees. So he is definitely very dear to me. So devotional service is guaranteed and he will come back to me. And then Krishna is saying, Nachatasma manushyeshu kashchi me priya kritama. So this devotee is most dear to me. There's no one as dear to me as the one who is trying to help others by giving this transcendental knowledge to the common man and also to other devotees. So according to one's realization. So whatever one has learned, one should try to give to others. and then help others. So as a devotee also we help the other devotees, and then we help the conditioned souls. And that is most pleasing. And even the in the Bhagavatam, the gopis who are the most exalted of the devotees of Krishna. So one in the 10th canto, in the 31st chapter, the gopi gita, they are, of course, in separation, they are calling out to Krishna, and they are saying, Tavagatam mritam tapta jivanam kaviritam karmashapaham shavanamangalam shimadatatam bubigrinantiye buruda janaha. That the gopis themselves were saying, so that that those who are actually giving this or reciting this wonderful Tavagatamritam, the Katamrita of the nectar of the Katha of Krishna's pastimes. Tava means here, one who is explaining this to the conditioned souls who are burning in this material world due to the threefold miseries of this material world. So those who are giving this amrit, this nectar of Krishna Katha to the conditioned souls, or speaking to the other devotees, so they are actually doing the greatest welfare. And this, so the Krishna Katha, because it is not different from Krishna, Shamanam Mangalam Shima Dattatam. So it is most auspicious mangal. So therefore we should try to, as devotees, so we try to please the spiritual master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has said, Yare de Kataka, Krishna Padesh, Amaragyai Guru Hanatare Desh. So you, whatever you have heard, so under my order, you give this to others. Yare de Kataka, Krishna Padesh. So whoever you meet, you speak about the Upadesh of Krishna, or Krishna has told the Bhagavad Gita, what you have heard about Krishna from the Bhagavad Gita, or from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and in this way you become practically a spiritual master. So Varna Pradaksha Guru, one who is showing the path, or those who are qualified or empowered by Krishna, they become instructing or initiating spiritual master. And this way, so they are giving the highest pleasure to Krishna. So this way they are benefiting. So all those and paropakar. So parapuna haila manusha janma satakari paropakar. So those who have attained the human form of life, they should make their life perfect, and then they should do paropakar. They should do welfare work for others by giving Krishna consciousness to others. So that is the highest welfare work. And that is a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is a Brahmana. So the of course, so the topmost human beings or persons in this world are the Vaishnavas who are worshipping Krishna. And automatically Brahmanas. So Brahmana is one who is studying the scriptures and teaching, one who is doing deity worship and teaching others, one who is doing yagas and teaching others. And of course, maybe somebody is not so erudite or intelligent and being able to worship the deities or study the scriptures and teach to others, but if he's following the spiritual master and satisfying him, then he's becoming, that is known as a Vaishnava, and that is as good as a Brahmana, better than the Brahmana who is not worshipping Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Because he's satisfying the spiritual master, and then he's taking part in, because the spiritual master is spreading Krishna consciousness. So if one is serving the Krishna consciousness movement of the spiritual master, he's automatically taking part and properly situated, better than any Brahmana who is not worshipping Krishna. So we have to take shelter of the spiritual master if one is not able to, for example, householder or a lady. So they have to take care of their family, their children, they have to cook. So they maybe not be able to distribute books or preach to others. But if they're serving their husband, and then the spiritual master who engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness, they can also attain perfection in life by pleasing the spiritual master. And then Krishna is pleased. Yasyat prasadam agvam prasadam, yasyat prasadam nagadigutopi dhyamstuvam stasa yasyastu sandhyam mandiguru sri charanaravindam. So we take shelter of the spiritual master. By remembering him, of course this verse is mainly for the brahmanas who are chanting the Gayatri, but even others, so if they are simply trying to please the spiritual master or the representative of the spiritual master, they can also become successful in their life. Because Krishna is extremely merciful, and so especially to, of course, to his pure devotees, but he's also very merciful to those who are taking shelter of his pure devotees. So then they can also become pure and become liberated. So as Prabhupada is explaining here, that just like Prajapati Daksha, so he was begetting so many children. So if one is begetting children for the purpose of training them to surrender to Krishna, then fatherhood is very good, or motherhood is very good, Prabhupada is explaining. And it's explained in the Bhagavatam also that one should not become a spiritual master, a father or mother or guardian if he's not able to deliver. He's dependent from the cycle of birth and death. Sāguru sāpita mātā sācāpī sāśikṣikṣikṣarasvattum harir nāma eva kevalam. So everyone is supposed to, especially in Kali Yuga, try to be merciful to others and help others, especially by giving the Maha Mantra to others. And then one is really guru, there's the Harinam Ashtakam, 8 verses glorifying the holy name. So there it is explained that one is really a guru, one is really a father and mother, one is really a friend, if one is telling his dependent to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. So that is the Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kona Nastyeva, 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 Gatyaram Yata. So there's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way in the age of Kali, simply by chanting the holy names. There's no other way by chanting the holy names, so that we can get perfection. Nama, Chitamani Rupa, Nameva Padam Gati, Nama Parataram Nasti, Tasmai, Nama Pasmahe. So, some glorification of Krishna Nam. So it is Chintamani Rupa, just like a touchstone. If you surrender to Krishna, all your desires are fulfilled, all your problems are solved. Nameva Param Gati, therefore it is the highest destination. So the chanting of the holy names. And then there's nothing superior to that. Therefore I worship Krishna Nam. So Namam Yagya Mahayagya Kaula Kausha Nashamam Si Krishna Chaitanya Prityarte Nama Yagya Samarpanam. So I'm offering Krishna Nam for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prityarte. So, and it is the Mahayagya in this age of Kali. And it is destroying all anattas, all unwanted things in the heart. So the conditioned soul has many unwanted things, but by chanting Krishna Nam, all unwanted things, anattas, are destroyed, and then one can become fixed, and then one can get Namaruchi, and then one can become attached to Krishna, detached from this material world. The spiritual nature, our spiritual nature, and our relationship with Krishna will be revealed, and that is actually the perfection of life. So, Jayati Jayati Namananda Rupam Murare, Viramitene Jadarma Dhyan Pujari Yantam Kantama Pisakridatam Murtinam Paramamritam Ekanam Jivaram Bhushaname. So, it is the Bhushaname, it is the ornament of the devotee. So in the material world, the materialistic persons, they think that they are beautiful by wearing some nice gold necklace or having beautiful clothes, especially the ladies, which is of course as women, married woman, she should have she should be attractive to her husband, and she may have some jewelry also, there's no harm. But if the person is actually not Krishna conscious, then the beauty is very, very shallow and is not real. And even though materially speaking won't be beautiful, like they have Miss India, Miss Universe, because they are not devotees, they're actually not so beautiful. And if you see the lady Mataji chanting Hare Krishna, and so she actually she becomes more beautiful, even more beautiful than Miss Universe, by chanting Krishna Nam. So because Krishna is the source of all beauty, and if one is having Krishna in his heart, and Krishna in his tongue, Krishna so in his ears, then he becomes very near to Krishna, and he becomes very effulgent and very beautiful. So therefore we should always take shelter of Krishna Nam. So that is then the actual ornament for the devotee, that is chanting Krishna Nam, chanting the Maha Mantra. And then by doing that, Jayati Jayati Namananda Rupam. And it is Namananda Rupam. It is Paramanand. It is Krishna, because not different from Krishna. It is full of transcendental, and the devotee becomes very blissful. Anand, he can experience transcendental happiness, because Krishna Nam is the personification of all happiness, Anand, being not different from Krishna. And it is stopping the cycle of birth and death, and chanting, by chanting Hare Krishna, everything is performed. Just like one is supposed to, especially as household, one is supposed to give charity also and to others. But by chanting Krishna Nam or giving Krishna Nam to others, everything is included. Even worshipping the deities is included by chanting Krishna Nam. And therefore we should all try to chant very nicely the Maha Mantra by chanting at least 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And take part in kirtan with the other devotees and try to give Krishna Nam to others, and then Krishna, then the spirit master, the Mahaprabhu and Krishna satisfied, and then we'll be satisfied too, and those who are in contact with us, they will be satisfied also. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Everything very clear? Yes. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Rachimana Bhagavatam ki. Everyone can come forward and take some Mahaprasad. Prabhuji is on this side and the ladies on the side.